questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
It is indeed. It's our final Ready, Steady, Learn for the year. And what a pleasure just to introduce you to Matt Canham. Hi, Matt, how are you?
Hi, Mikey. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You are the outgoing CEO of a thing called Velocity. What the dickens is Velocity, and what has it got to do with the university, and what have you done? What have you done, you people?
What a fantastic question. So Velocity is the innovation and entrepreneurship group at the University of Auckland, and that means a few things. So the first thing that we do is we educate people in entrepreneurial fundamentals through our workshops and different sessions that we run.
Because not a lot of people have grown up with the knowledge of how to become an entrepreneur.
They haven't. And something we often say around the centre is that in the future, not everyone needs to be an entrepreneur, but everyone needs to be able to think like one.
Right.
So we think that education piece is crucial.
What do you mean by that? Do you mean that the think like one to think?
Yeah, so I think when a lot of people think of entrepreneurs, they think of people who go and start businesses and take a lot of risk and bring on investor money.
Do a lot of quick talking.
That's right. But this is my personal definition of entrepreneurship. It is entrepreneurship is, or an entrepreneur rather, is someone who is willing to do what others aren't in order to solve a problem that they see in the world.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean you have to go and start a business, right? That could mean entrepreneurship, the concept of working within a larger organization and doing really cool entrepreneurial stuff within the structure of that.
Sure.
It could mean working on a social enterprise. It could mean working for a charity. It could be anything. We see entrepreneurs all over the place. And we're really trying to break down that misconception that an entrepreneur has to go and start a startup and raise lots of money.
And it's all flashy business.
That's right. It doesn't have to be like that. It can be, for sure, but it doesn't have to be.
So it's been Velocity's been going for 15 years. That's the big celebration this year, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And some of the big numbers there: ignited more than 120 different ventures, attracted over $220 million in investment, and created more than 700 jobs in more than 35 countries. Well done.
Did it better than
well
I could.
Well done.
Thank you.
And so tell us how it works. Tell us, say, in regards to your startup that you're doing, that you're involved in.
Yeah, of course. So I've been involved with Velocity for 3 years now on the committee. In 2018, I had the privilege of leading that group of 35 students who make up the committee and help us do everything that we do. And then now that my time is sort of being on the committee is coming to an end, I decided to take the plunge and start my own business.
Right.
So a problem that we saw within Velocity and in other groups all around us is that we have these communities, these groups of people, and they do really amazing things, but they're lacking some of the basic tools that they need in order to do the best that they can as a community.
Especially the right people, that would be really obvious. So to someone who has the knowledge that you're talking about, that, and you see people working hard at something, you go, oh, if we could just impart that wisdom to them.
We saw this in Velocity, right? So we have some incredible people that have come through the program. We've got amazing startups that have done amazing things, amazing social entrepreneurs that have made a huge difference in the world. But when someone new comes along to Velocity and gets involved in our challenges or does something with us, we don't really have a way of showing them, hey, here's all the other people who are in our network that you can access. That's where the problem was born out of. So that's my startup Gmo that I'm working on with my co-founder Carl at the moment. That's what we're doing. We're using technology to solve that problem.
Right. So what are you doing?
So
you and your partner Carl doing? What's going on?
So at the moment it's quite basic. So what we do is, if you are a community, a global community or a localized community, we can show all of your members on a world map, so show where everyone is. We can categorize those members by the industry they're in, the skills they have, or even what they're passionate about. And then we allow other members of the community to log in, drill down and search for different people in different locations. And where we're looking to go with
and
that.
And what sort of industry? People doing what?
So all over the place. What we're doing at the moment is focusing quite heavily on graduate programs. So we see graduates who leave university, go into really big companies and get lost because they're just so big. There's so many people. So we're looking at...
And therefore you lose their talent, their contact, and their inspiration.
That's right. And I see a lot of my friends doing that. So we're focusing on that problem at the moment.
Right. And how does that benefit you, and how does it benefit them? What are the benefits come out of it?
Yeah, so what we're seeing with the communities,
but I'm obviously not being lost.
They're not being as lost, and that's what we're working with. But what we're seeing is that communities that we're working with at the moment, once they've used our tools, we're seeing more connections being made that wouldn't have otherwise been made, and more opportunities coming out of that. So people either forming businesses or just catching up for a coffee and bonding over mutual things they like to talk about.
So what are some of the other things that have you been CEO for this year? Then that some of the big hitters that happened this year for Velocity. Some of the other things that really stood out.
Of course. So something I haven't mentioned yet is the challenges that Velocity runs. So we think a really important way.
Because the university wasn't challenging enough.
I know, but we challenge people more. But we do give people money. We don't make them spend money to be a part of us. We run these challenges. There was a few really awesome ones this year. So the innovation challenge, we asked people to write 1,000 words detailing an idea that they had. And for doing so, we gave them $1,000 and we gave away $40,000 in total.
Wow.
And then
who gets to keep the idea?
Velocity does not take any of that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're just here to encourage people to express those ideas and
stuff. What's the best idea out of those ideas? What was your favorite one?
Well, I can't have a favorite. You see, there were 40 winners.
What was one that stands out for you just now that if I ask about it?
Let me tell you, can I tell you about the other
challenge? Just randomly?
So the other challenge we run is the 100K challenge. So that one's a little bit more serious. We ask people to actually start a business during the program. But this year we had 95 entries into that. So that's 95 student groups and staff groups from around the university who were interested enough in this area to actually form a business and bring it to Velocity, which I think is really special.
And if they win it, they get $100,000.
If they win it, they get there's $100,000 worth of prizes. The top prize is $25,000 plus access into a whole load of cool
things.
Who
won it?
So there were 5 winners in total. And the grand prize winner, which I think is really special, sorry, I want to get to this, was Xeno Astronautics. So what they're doing...
It just sounds cool anyway.
Yeah, I know. So first of all, the name is very cool. But what Xeno does is they are building a one-stop shop so that you can launch satellites into space.
Good.
At the moment, there's a saying...
A slingshot or something.
Will, the founder of Xeno, was telling me there's a saying at the moment that if the paperwork to send your rocket into space does not stack up higher than the rocket itself, you probably haven't done enough paperwork.
You want to make sure. You don't want everyone just lobbing things up there, though, do you?
You don't, and that's not their intention, is to get everyone. Yeah. It's to support those who do and have a genuine reason
to streamline being it, sort of thing. Which is a good idea, because that's what people want to do, you know? And Rocket Labs set their recent one up. Yesterday, was it last night? The day before?
It did. It was yesterday, I believe.
Yeah, with a couple of private packages on board.
It was on Sunday, 2 days ago.
I won't tell anyone what it is, but just private packages. It was always gently worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's quite special because what we're seeing is at this much earlier stage here at the university, we're seeing students contributing. By the way, they were undergraduate students, they weren't PhD students. We're seeing undergraduate students contribute to this wider space industry that is just going berserk in New Zealand.
I mean, you could have, in the 70s, you would have said, this is going to be the home of space industry, isn't it, New Zealand? You would never guess that. That's cool. And so you're departing this year. When you see next year, you still have something to do with Velocity, or what do you do?
I will. So the student committee goes through sort of phases, and every year we try and refresh. So if people want to come back, we'll definitely take them back. And for the CEO, which is what I was this year, I move into the chairperson role. Right. So that means I take a sort of governance level look at where Velocity is going for the next wee while, and also take sort of a mentoring role for the incoming CEO and for the wider team.
Cool. Hey, thanks for coming in, Matt. Nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
All the very best for next year and lots of stuff. And well done, Velocity. 15 years.
Yay!
Woohoo! Have a great Christmas.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.